A California congressman and his wife are in Ethiopia to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Peace Corps at the place where they served as volunteers in the 1960s. John Garamendi leans back in his chair as he recalls the life he and his new wife Patty found when they arrived as Peace Corps volunteers in Emperor Haile Selassie's Ethiopia in 1966.
We were to be English teachers. We wound up teaching the 6th and 7th grades. Patty not only taught school, but set up a women's program, a children's program, a preschool program, and I started doing the community development work.
This is not the Garamendi's first trip back to Ethiopia. They returned in 1984 to help when famine struck the countryside, and have been back several times since. Patty came in 1994 as associate director of the Peace Corps when the Ethiopia program was revived after a period of absence during the dictatorial Derg regime. But this week, 50 years after U.S. President John F. Kennedy established the Peace Corps, now Congressman John Garamendi of California returned with Patty and the youngest of their six children to the town of Metu for an emotional reunion with friends they made so many years ago.
And it was wonderful to see the progress that the town and the community had made. And one thing that the students said as we were gathered there at the school was that you taught us two very important words. One, a four-letter word, H-E-L-P, help, that we were to help each other. And the other word was community, that we were a community and that we would together do well. And they had indeed.
The California congressman recalls another visit to the Horn of Africa in the late 1990s as part of a peacekeeping mission when the region was engulfed in war between Ethiopia and Eritrea. Garamendi says the mission succeeded largely because both Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi and Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki trusted the Peace Corps.
My team was invited to meet with the Prime Minister of Ethiopia and the President of Eritrea. Why? Because they'd been taught by Peace Corps and they knew that our agenda was peace. We had no other agenda. And so we met with both heads of state, talking about the war, talking about what their goals were. And in those communications, we saw a path to peace. Those concepts that we had discovered in our communication with the heads of state. And that became the essential elements of the peace negotiations and the settlement.
Garamendi and his team of Peace Corps veterans were later invited to witness the signing of the Algiers Peace Agreement that ended the two-year war that killed 70,000 people. The Peace Corps left Ethiopia a second time during that war, then returned again 3 years ago. The 75 current volunteers do HIV/AIDS prevention work and agriculture projects. But Garamendi says, just as in the early days, Peace Corps people bring a variety of skills to the places where they work and live.
One of the Peace Corps volunteers in Bonga has become the IT expert for the region. And so he's now traveling not only in Bonga, but in other communities around that area, helping with the information technology, internet, repairing computers, setting up programs and the like. He wasn't sent here to do that, but that was his interest, and now he's become the regional expert on that.
Ethiopia Peace Corps Director Wando Diallo says there are plans to increase the number of volunteers to at least 200 in the next year or so. That number will include teams of English teachers, following the trail John and Patty Garamendi blazed more than 40 years ago. Congressman Garamendi notes, however, that it's not only the recipient countries who benefit from Peace Corps work. He points out there are 200,000 American men and women who gained a greater understanding of other cultures, religions, and the struggles of peoples through volunteering abroad. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.